If a person owns land and he owns olive wood on the land, and this olive wood was being sold to somebody for wood, not to produce olives or oil. So he was just selling it to a guy, this olive wood on my land, I'm selling to you. And the wood was inferior, the olive trees were not producing enough oil that if you would buy a saw worth of olive wood or olive trees, it wouldn't produce from all of that, even a revius. When you took all the olives from that wood, it wouldn't produce a revius of oil. And that's outside of the expenses that one would have to put in to create that oil. If the net amount wouldn't be a revius, hare elu shel bal hazeisim. So the person that purchased the zeisim, the owner of the zeisim of the olive wood, he gets to keep it. The mocher doesn't care so much about that small amount. The Rav says we're dafka dealing though with where the seller and the buyer didn't really stipulate anything. But if the seller says, I want you to cut the wood right away, then he's not mochel and the seller keeps it because the guy never cut it yet. And if the seller said you can cut it anytime you want, then the buyer keeps it no matter how much. But in this case, since it was stam, the threshold is a revius for a saw. If it's an inferior amount, then the buyer gets to keep it. Also revius la saw. But what if it produces something substantial? It does produce this revius for a saw. Ze omer ze sai gidlo. The guy that bought the wood said, it was my wood that produced it. Which is true, because the olive trees produced it. Ze omer artzi gidlo. And the owner of the land says, it wasn't just because of your wood, it was also because of my land. Here they're not. It's not a suffix, they both have a good point. Yachloku. And they split it, because each one of them was goyrim, ze veze goyrim. And therefore, since each one of them is contributing to the zeisim, they split it. Mishnah continues, Shatav nar zeisav, unisam l'sach stei chavero. The river overflows and pushes the olive tree, olive branches, whatever, into Shimon's property. And now it takes hold. And the Gemara says that we're dealing with a case where not just the olive wood, but even the ground surrounding the olive wood was uprooted. Because if it's just the olive wood, you'd have a different issue of arla, because you're not allowed to eat the fruits in the first 3 years. But if there's enough ground around it to have it be able to at least stay alive, then that's not considered a new planting and you're potter from arlos. And that's what we're dealing with. So this ground with the olive wood went into his friend's chatzar. Ze'amar ze'isai gidlo. And it's the same thing over here. There's no suffix here. One guy says, it was my olive wood. Reuven saying, the olive wood that came from initially my property that went into your property, that's what made the olives grow. And they're my olives. Or at least a portion of it are. Ve'ze'amar artzi gidlo. And one guy says, it's my land that made it grow. The land around the olive wood and dirt and earth that came with it. Yachloku, they split it up. Yes, it's true, you did have earth there, but just earth with an olive tree, just that a little amount, if there's no other earth around it, it's going to live, but it's not going to produce fruits. My ground, my earth around it, Shimon's saying, is what allows it to actually produce olives. So in this case, it's Zeva Zagarim, and the din is Yachloku. They split up the produce.